again there, folks. The clip at the start of the video there was a bunch of British people in Barrow-in-Furness tooting the horns of their cars in solidarity with a girl called Ellie Williams, who has been in the news and on social media quite a lot over the last week, because she posted Facebook post with lots of photos of her looking like she'd been brutally abused. It looked like one of her fingers had been cut off. She was slashed. She'd been burned. She'd been beaten black and blue. She had a very prominent black eye. And then more on top of that, she claims in the Facebook post that she'd been trafficked all over Britain by a group of Asian men, as she said it. And so basically she's been groomed and then pimped out, and she couldn't actually meet up with them and do the work that they make her do because of the coronavirus. And then when eventually she did actually slip out, they beat her and raped her. So that was her claim. And we've got to be careful here because it is an ongoing story and I don't want to get caught out. But what's got everybody riled up is that she's actually been arrested for breaching her bail conditions for a previous offence, and the police have said that, in effect, there's nothing to see here. They've done an investigation and they haven't found any grooming gangs or any perpetrators. Now, I just don't... This, to me, I'm just asking the question, well, okay, so where did she get these horrible injuries from? And as far as just browsing social media and stuff, I can't find an answer to that. Like, I haven't seen that explained by the authorities. Furthermore, the local newspaper has also come out and basically attacked her. And there's a lot of suspicions about the motivations in the people who've been writing, and the local newspaper in Cumbria called The Mail, which definitely seems to sort of take the line against Ellie Williams and not have any kind of feminist angle on it, not in any way sympathetic. And this is like par for the course. And so now we've seen this. The thing, I mean, as just to repeat, we do have to be careful because this is an ongoing story. But yeah, so a lot of people are angry about this. And at the start of the video, they were showing solidarity for this new campaign, which is, in a way, the local white British population. They've had enough. They've had enough of these double standards, because let's be honest, we have seen this play out all across the country, and the people in Cumbria are keenly aware of that, and they feel like this is happening to them again. And so I'm obviously partial to believe them. They do actually have hundreds and hundreds of cases where this absolutely was turned out to be true. And so, but what I find fascinating about it is that it's almost like assuming the story looks how it looks, assuming that the local Brits have got it right here, then it actually looks like many stories we've seen before, but it's also a perfect microcosm of this, of what we, a term that I've begun to see more and more called bio-Leninism, which is essentially, it's what people would refer to or think of as cultural Marxism, but not just the theory anymore, how it actually looks when it's put into practice. And so if you go back to the Russian Revolution, leaving aside some of the more controversial aspects, the Russian Revolution did something where the top, the Bolsheviks, who then ruled Russia at the top, weaponized all of the outliers, all of the minority groups, all of the perverts and the weirdos, the people, the misfits, and they weaponized them against the core Christian Russian population. And so this is kind of what we see all across the West today, and it from the top down, from the multinational institutions, from government, and then they rise up all these different interest groups down at the bottom. And what's really interesting to look at in Cumbria in this case is that we see it like a very small version of it. We see it in a microcosm. So you've got the police and the council and the newspapers. They are siding with the immigrant population at the bottom against the local Brits. This is especially toxic because what I've seen people saying on social media is sort of the left-wing liberal types, is that they'll say there's no racial motivation, which is complete nonsense, you know. As I've said many times before, it was these people at the top of this little pyramid who racialized crime. They, if you look at Stephen Lawrence, for example. But then when it turns out that the victim, or in this case the story, they will side against that. Or at the, even if it's true, even if they concede that there has been an issue with a girl being sexually abused by these minority groups, then they will say, but the race isn't a factor. And you know, this happens, all different people do this. Well, in actual fact, they racialized crime. They racialized the whole society. And then when it's a white person who is the victim of a racial crime, they then take a step back and all of a sudden they all become classic liberals and they all toe this individualist line. They then say, well, it's not about race, we're all just individuals. There's good and bad in all groups. But then you can compare that, as I have done before, with the Stephen Lawrence case, and in that case, it's systemic. It's the whole system is riddled with racism and bias against black people. So we see that again. And if white privilege theory was real, as they also claim, then in this pyramid it would be the local Brits and the police and the council and the papers would all be aligned together. They would all have the same interests and they would all be directly pushing down on the immigrants. You could push that further and say, in actual fact, if white privilege was real and if the society operated in the interests of white people, the immigrants wouldn't even be there in the first place because the local Brits would have decided against it. And so what we see here is where the top of the pyramid then weaponizes the bottom of the pyramid against the middle, against the white British population. And this is a problem because it leaves the white Brits under a two-pronged assault. So when they are the victims from the bottom of the bottom of the pyramid then attacks the middle, and the local Brits then look upwards for help from the authorities, from the influential nodes in society, and it doesn't come. And in fact, it treats them with contempt. And so what you end up with is, what you end up with is populist movements, for a start. And then also, just in so at the start of the video, you saw where the white British people are out in the car park there, and they're all tooting their horns of their cars in solidarity with this white girl who's been horrifically abused. But they don't actually have anywhere to go beyond that. And this is going to increase as well. And so I think there's going to have to be structures for all of these people to be funneled into, whether it's organised nationalist parties, movements and things like that. Because, standing on the streets tooting your horn, it will whip up support. And this girl has had a lot of support. But what we can see is that the biolinguist framing here, it does put the local population, I mean, this is, you know, I'm just using this as an example of what's going on across all of the Western world. And you can see that even if it's just in the car park at Cumbria, in Cumbria and Barrow and Furness there, it's the same thing. We are all essentially, it's like all white people, normal white people are in that car park tooting their horns, in a way looking for solidarity and looking for some form of help. But we're going to have to do it ourselves. So it did just, I just wanted to kind of put this out there because it is an interesting way to look at it. when you move beyond the usual sort of accusations against how what people call cultural Marxism, you then see it in practice. And in practice, it's you can see that the top of the society, and this is Justin Barrow in Furness, is aligned with the immigrants at the bottom, and it's a two-pronged assault against the local Brits. So we'll see how this goes, but it is interesting that the people in the middle do seem to be they have enough of this situation, and who can blame them? So let's keep our eyes peeled, folks, and I'll see you later.